Praise the Lord who heals the brokenhearted. In tonight's gospel, Jesus said, "Let us go to the other towns that I can preach there too, because that is why I came." He came to preach. He came to explain the gospel of salvation. Those truths that we need to know here to go there. That is why he came. Yet, did not Jesus also heal the sick? In Capernaum, Peter's hometown, note that he came to the house of Peter, whose mother-in-law was in bed with fever, perhaps dying. No antibiotics back then. The mother-in-law obviously lived or was visiting Peter. She was seriously ill, but we're not told that Peter asked Jesus to heal her. We are told that it was James and John asked the Lord. Interesting. And if we will leave that be, it's food for thought. But he did cure her, and then she waited on them. In fact, it healed all the sick that came to him on this occasion, being filled with compassion for them. On other occasions in the gospel, we hear that our Lord cured some of the sick, but not all. And then in some places, he didn't heal any because of their lack of faith. So the point is, our Lord was not some magical, marvelous health agency traveling throughout the countryside, healing here and there. He came to preach. He came to heal the soul and sometimes also the body. Physical well-being is one thing, but the salvation of one's soul is another. So the healings were like extras out of compassion, a manifestation of his divine power. Yes, I am God. Watch and learn. This priority of the soul over the body is somewhat eclipsed in our modern era. Today we think only of our bodies, and in fact we deny the existence of the soul, grace, heaven, and hell. In the Western world, the governments have regarded God as obsolete, non-essential. Church, religion, is now relegated to religious entertainment, on a par with the cinemas. COVID has done that. The spiritual does not matter. In fact, if you need it, it's there, but at a limit. So it's okay to look after the body, open the pharmacies, supermarkets, bottle shops, even Bunnings, but don't dare open a church or a place of worship. But God is concerned for our spiritual well-being, more so than our physical well-being. Note in the first reading the marvelous story of Job. Some say it's one of the oldest books in the Bible, and it's certainly a moral book. Moral in the sense it gives an answer to that plagued issue of human suffering and pain. In this ancient book, there are 8 characters: God, Satan, Job, Job's wife, Job's 3 friends, who are the counselors, and finally a young man called Eliel. Now, Satan was disgusted with Job's lifestyle, his holiness, basically, and he told God that the only reason why Job worshipped him was because of his health and well-being, his prosperity. Satan believed that if Job was sick, broke, he would quit serving God. So God was going to prove to Satan that Job would serve him no matter what. Satan was allowed to destroy everything that Job had: his wealth, estate, property, children, and even his health. And Job suffered much. and yet was innocent. And this begs the question, why do bad things happen to good people? Why do the innocent suffer like Job? For the atheist, it proves that God does not exist. But for people who believe in God, it's a hard ask. If God is love, as we know he is, and has all the power to remove suffering, why does he allow good people to suffer? And add to that, why does he allow little children to suffer? It's a tough question, isn't it? In fact, it's very difficult to answer. In the book of Job, Eliel points out at the very end that Job was a sinner like everyone else, and therefore is subject to the curse of sin, which includes sickness and poverty. So tough. We all have to walk this journey. But then what perplexed Eliel is that we all should be suffering, not just Job. Why aren't we all in the same boat like him? Why was Job singled out? And that's another question. Why this person suffer and others seemingly don't? Why does God allow sinners to be blessed? At the end of the day, Job receives his answers in his book at the very end. And at the end of our life, we'll have an answer to the question, why do good people suffer? Meanwhile, we know our faith teaches us that God is merciful. And yes, suffering is a mystery in this life, not the next, and perhaps will be a blessing in the next life. Years ago, St. John Paul, who suffered much in his life, wrote a beautiful book on suffering in the 80s. And he talked about the gospel, not of salvation, but of suffering. And we yoke ourselves to Christ. And he goes on to say that we might not know the why we are suffering, but we do know the how to suffer, because we imitate him who suffered before us and for us. The Lord said, pick up your cross and follow me. That's how we cope. We yoke our heart to his, and he enables us to keep on going. We Christians, unlike Jews and Muslims, we follow a God who is not a comfortable Christ, but a crucified one. And he was innocent, who suffered for us. So suffering for us is not the worst thing in the world. Through suffering, he redeemed us. The worst thing is sin. So we ask the crucified Christ to help us not lose heart. During this week, we have the Feast of Our Lady of Lourdes, a day dedicated to the sick. Now, Lourdes is a place designated by heaven in 1858 as a sanctuary for the sick. A lady appeared there and told Saint Bernadette that the sick should come here to the healing waters. Now, note that the sick do come to Lourdes, or at least before COVID they came, and all came, not just the physically unwell, those who are mentally, emotionally, or psychologically in pain also go to Lourdes. It's a sanctuary for the suffering. Yes, there have been some miracles there. Some baffle science, in fact. But for the most part, of those millions that normally go there, the majority are not physically healed, but they are, if they're sincere, spiritually helped and made whole. For God's grace uplifts them and bolsters their will and gives them the ability to keep on going, to follow Christ. Their soul is invigorated and energized by God's grace. Yes, as the psalm said, praise the Lord who heals the brokenhearted.